Begin narration. Welcome. This lesson covers an intermediate automation technique in Ableton Live 12, the workforce approach to rebuild a choir stab for rave lace tension. We'll split the stab into clear roles, body, air, transient, texture, and sub. Place them on separate tracks, and use precise device and clip automation to glue them into a short, aggressive choir stab you can drop into drum and bass or rave moments. We'll use only Live 12 stock devices, simpler, wave eatable, auto filter, reverb, echo, compressor, utility, EQ8, saturator, and glue compressor. What you will build, you'll create a tight 1-2 bar choir stab with a full-bodied choir core for the mid-range energy, a bright air layer for presence and shimmer, a percussive transient layer for attack, a detuned texture layer for rave-style tension, a mono sub layer for low-end weight. You'll automate pitch envelopes for micro sweeps, filter cutoff and resonance moves, gated and delayed reverb sends, volume and pan automation for stereo push, and sidechain or transient gain automation for punch. Step-by-step walkthrough work in arrangement view for one-off gestures, and use clip envelopes for repeatable stabs. Workforce approach. Rebuild a choir stab in Ableton Live 12 for rave lace tension. Follow the layered track automation workflow below. Preparation 1. Set Live's tempo to 174 BPM, or your target tempo. 2. Create 5 tracks and name them. Body, air, transient, texture, sub. Color them so you can see roles clearly. Body, simpler with a choir sample. Air, wave eatable set for highs and noise. Transient, simpler with a click or percussive vocal transient plus drum bus. Texture, wave eatable or simpler with a processed, detuned sound. Sub, operator or wave eatable set to a clean sign or low fundamental, kept mono. Layer 1. Body simpler, load a multi-voice choir sample into simpler in classic mode. Trim the start, set release around 80-180 ms for a tight stab. Chain, EQ 8 cut below tilde 120 hz, small dip around 2-3 khz, saturator drive 2-4, auto filter LP, 24 dB and send reverb on return A. Automate these lanes in arrangement, auto filter cutoff. Sweep from about 4.5 kHz down to 2.2 kHz over the first 1/4 of the stab, with a tight curve. Reverb send A. Jump briefly on the second 16th to create a gated bloom, e.g., 0 to plus 6.8 dB. Track volume, a short transient volume dip or bump to sit with a transient layer. Layer 2. Air wave eatable, use two oscillators, bright saw plus light noise. Set unison for 7 voices, detune 10-20% to taste. Envelope. Attack A 20 ms, decay 150-250 ms. Add EQ8 high shelf plus 360B above tilde 5 khz, subtle chorus, and a high pass auto filter. Automate, small upward pitch sweep on wave eatable pitch or oscillator tune, plus 5 to plus 12 cents over the first 1/8. Chorus dry / wet, ramp from 0% to 25-40% at the hit so the wobble appears only on impact. Slight pan offset to complement texture for stereo width. Layer 3. Transient simpler plus drum bus, use a short consonant vocal hit or a percussive processed choir transient. Set sample start near the attack. Add drum bus then compressor for tightening. Automate. Simpler start. Tiny shifts 520 ms across repeats for micro variation. Transient gain via a gain device or compressor automation. Plus 1-3 dB short boost on the hit. Layer 4. Texture wave eatable or simpler, use detuned oscillators or a heavily processed choir resample. Raise unison and detune to taste. Add auto filter band pass or notch. Echo tempo synced and reverb. Automate. Auto filter center frequency. Quick sweep up a fifth then close to add movement and tension. Echo dry / wet. Increase in the gap after the stab, for example 1/8 after hit so delay tails fill space. Reverb dry / wet. Ramp up a long tail after the stab for a swelling tension sound while keeping the hit itself punchy. Layer 5. Sub, use a clean sign or low saw with operator or wave eatable. Keep it mono, utility width equals 0%. Low pass around 120-180 hz and keep the envelope tight. Automate. Sidechain or volume ducking. Set compressor sidechain to the kick or use utility automation for a brief dip for dramatic warp. Automate a tiny downward pitch slide on release a few cents up to an octave in special cases. If you do semitone jumps, commit to audio after checking phase. Glue and grouping, group all 5 tracks into a group named Choir Stab, Workforce. Add glue compressor on the group, gentle settings, roughly 3:1 and aim for minus 3 to minus 6 dB of gain reduction to glue layers. Automate group volume for an overall transient swell. maybe plus 24 dB into the hit. Create an audio effect rack and map these macros. Macro 1. Global filter cutoff. Map each layer's auto filter cutoff. Macro 2. Global reverb send. Macro 3. Global detune amount. Map wave eatable detune and chorus depth. Use those macros for single lane arrangement automation so you can control many parameters at once. Device and clip automation techniques for repeating stabs. Use clip envelopes for pitch and volume micro variations. For one-off gestures, use arrangement device automation. Smooth curves sound more natural. Create S-curves or convex curves for filter moves and avoid long linear ramps that kill punch. Tempo sync echo and delay times to musical divisions like 1/8 or 1/16, and automate dry/wet so repeats appear after the stab and don't smear the attack. Sidechain, ducking and timing. Use compressor sidechain from kick/snare bus on the group or individual layers for DNB pump. For sample accurate micro ducks, use utility gain automation. Quick dips of -3 to -6 dB for 5100 ms. Order automations by SPI. Gain automation fastest. Filter moves slightly slower. Reverb/delay tails slowest to create a natural sense of space. Final polish. Use EQ automation to carve collisions. For example, a small 2-4 kHz dip on the body when a lead arrives. When satisfied, bounce the group to audio and add a final transient shaper or short-gated reverb on a new track for a one-shot stab. Keep the original group intact in case you want edits. Common mistakes: don't overlayer without rolls. If everything is full spectrum, you'll get phase cancellation and mud. Don't automate everything at once. Prioritize 2-4 main moves: filter, pitch, send, and volume. Avoid long reverb on the hit itself. Automate the send so tails arrive after the transient. Keep delays tempo synced or automate wetness. Unsynced tails will smear the groove. Keep sub mono to avoid phase issues. Utility width equals 0%. Watch for conflicting clip vs arrangement automation. Clean unused automation lanes. Pro tips: color code and label tracks. Map one macro per roll so you can sweep many devices with a single lane. Duplicate clips and alter clip envelopes for micro variation across repeats. Small start offsets or transpose changes humanize stabs. Create a short reverse swell on a duplicate layer and automate its volume to spike just before the stab. For rave tension, automate small random detune by mapping detune parameters to a macro and adding a slow LFO or slight automation movement. Bounce several stage diversions, dry, mid, wet, so you have options during arrangement. Use utility width automation to narrow low hits and widen tails for stereo without compromising mono. Mini practice exercise, 8 minutes 1. Create 3 tracks, body simpler with choir, air wavitable, sub operator or wavitable. 2. Make a 1 bar clip with a single stab on beat 1. 3. Automate for that single stab. Body auto filter cutoff, start open, close quickly in 1/8 note. Air wavitable detune or oscillator pitch. Small upward sweep of 5/20 at attack. Sub volume. Duck -3 to -6 dB for the first 5100 ms or sidechain to the kick. 4. Add a return reverb and automate send on body to rise only on the stab's release. Start at 0, jump to plus 6 dB at 1/8 after the hit, then decay. 5. Export a short loop and compare the before and after. Recap the workforce approach rebuilds a choir stab by assigning clear roles to separate tracks and automating a few key parameters. Filter cutoff, micro pitch, send levels, and level, to create movement without losing punch. Use simpler and wavitable for layers, auto filter, echo and reverb for motion, and group mapping and macros for efficient arrangement automation. Keep the low end mono, the attack tight, and the reverb tails dialed in so the stab cuts through with rave ready tension. Extra coach notes, workflow shortcuts and deeper tips. Think like a small ensemble. Each track has one job. That mindset simplifies EQ and automation decisions. Map macros carefully and set sensible min/max ranges. Invert ranges where useful so one macro produces coordinated, musical changes. Pitch sweeps of plus 5 to plus 20 cents feel natural. Semitone jumps are dramatic and should be used sparingly. Time reverb and delay sends to appear after the transient for gated blooms. Humanize by nudging transient starts by 5/20 ms. Or by using alternate clip versions with tiny differences. Always mono check the sub and freeze or bounce the group when CPU becomes an issue. Reverse pre-hit swells and gated reverb tricks are fast ways to add classic buildup without long tails. Use two-stage dynamics, Hard MS accurate cuts with utility and smoother musical pumping with a side-chained compressor. If things go thin, solo layers, check phase and timing, nudge starts or invert phase if needed. Keep automation lanes tidy. Map broad movement to macros and use clip envelopes for fine micro motions. That's the lesson. Work in small, deliberate automation moves, map common controls to macros, and commit to audio when you've found the sound you want. Good luck rebuilding your choir stab, and enjoy the tension. End narration.